Hello and welcome to the Woman of Inspiration in STEM podcast series. My name is Theo Gibson. This podcast is brought to you by eVelocity. eVelocity is a registered charity that is inspiring young Kiwis into sustainable engineering while fast-forwarding New Zealand's clean tech future. Since 2014, they have been providing Year 7 to 13 students across New Zealand with an opportunity to design and build their own electric vehicles. Now, the purpose of this podcast series is to shine some light on the women in the global STEM workforce. Women make up only 29% of the global STEM workforce. That must change. We have a responsibility to ensure that the next generation of wahine see themselves reflected in STEM fields and know they belong. Our commitment is to create opportunities where young women feel empowered, supported, and inspired to explore their potential and step into STEM with confidence. This podcast will feature stories of Kiwi women working in STEM, offering a glimpse into the exciting possibility these careers hold, and celebrating the resilience, passion, and innovation of women in these fields. Let's get started. Hello and welcome. Today in the studio, I have Hannah Connolly from Waipa Networks with me. Hi, Hannah. Welcome to the show. Maybe we could start off with you telling me what your role is at Waipa Networks.
Okay. My current role is a senior planning engineer, and I do a whole range of different tasks each day. Sometimes I'm looking at where we can install new equipment because of a new load coming on, like a large load, or it could be just because the network's changing. I look at areas where we need to upgrade conductor just because of load growth, or if we need it for a secondary supply in case the power's lost. Wow. I also, when we have planned shutdowns, I look at rerouting the power so that we can keep as many customers on as possible.
Cool.
And also power quality. That takes up a lot of my time. Working if there's faults on the network, or just making sure people's voltages are okay with different new connections that come on, especially solar, that seems to have changed how we go about
system works.
Yeah, definitely, because it raises the voltage generally in times that in the middle of the day when there's not much load on the network. So
yeah, yeah.
Just balancing, making sure that the voltage doesn't go too high.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day, yeah. So we've got all sorts of challenges, and wow. Yeah, definitely.
It sounds like a really complex job.
Yeah.
So yeah. Just a follow-on question to that. How many people at Waipa do this job, this particular job?
There's two of us.
Wow. And you're managing the whole network, basically.
Yeah, signing off new loads.
Wow.
And
so a new load can be like a new housing development, right? Or a new...
Yeah, or it could be a massive new factory.
Yeah.
Or even now it could be a large solar farm. There's all sorts of loads and supplies going on.
Yeah. Wow, sounds fascinating. It must be a cool time to be in energy distribution and production, eh?
With all yes, it's changed a lot.
Yeah, it's not just coal and and hydro or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Sounds interesting. Okay, so how about you just start off with telling me, you know, what did you study at school and what was your favourite subject?
I studied all the core subjects plus like graphics and arts. Those were my probably two favourite subjects at school.
Nice. And would you say when you were studying like graphics and art, because I was always really bad at graphics, but I really enjoyed it. When you were studying graphics, were you kind of thinking I'd really like to do something that involved this skill when I grow up kind of thing?
I always love drawing and that sort of thing, and I thought about becoming an architect, but then...
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. Like, I think it was when I was actually in that class, one of the teachers was telling all the guys, because there was only guys in that class, about apprenticeships.
Yeah.
And then that's when I heard... all about it and how you could earn money while studying on job.
And did you hear about any particular apprenticeships at that time? Like, did you hear about one at Waipa Networks or at other organisations?
I think there was one going at the Lions Company about that same time. And then there was some notices up on the notice boards.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, I'll go along to their opening night with all the different trades and companies around the local area.
Cool.
And then I got talking to one of the managers from the Lions Company and just asked about it and thought, hey, yeah, that sounds pretty good. That sounds like something I'd be keen on doing.
Yeah, that's cool. So was it full time? I don't know. I don't know how an apprenticeship works, so you have to tell me.
Yes, I was in my last year at high school. It was about June. And so I went for this apprenticeship and actually got it. And, yeah, I was studying full-time. I mean, I was working full-time.
Yeah.
And I was studying after hours. So doing through Open Polytech, doing assignments. And then every few months I'd go over to Te Aronga to their block courses.
Yeah.
And for a two-week course. And, yeah, at the end of those 3 years, had a few two exams. And, yeah, that was me qualified after I did all my on-job sign off that like the practical that I could do all that.
That sounds like that sounds like quite a lot of intense study if you're like working and doing stuff, you know. It always is, isn't it, when you're doing like 3 years of intense study. But I just imagine an apprenticeship is kind of an extra, the next level up.
I really enjoyed it because you learnt the practical first and then the theory, so everything made sense. So
awesome.
I already had worked on transformers and motors and things, so when you're doing the calculations, it definitely all just fits in and, makes sense. Whereas at school, I didn't really enjoy maths. I thought, when are you ever going to use this? And actually turns
everyone
out...
Everyone thinks, yes.
Yeah, but actually turns out we use all of it. You know, all that calculus that we learned in school, it actually makes sense now when you could actually apply it to real life different situations.
Wow, that's amazing. So and are you now at that stage where you can kind of do quite complex stuff in your head? You know what I mean?
Like generally whenever I'm working out something, you have a pretty good idea of what the answer will be.
Yeah.
So so that definitely helps. You know, suddenly if you put in an error into your calculator, you're like, hey, wait, no, that can't be right.
Yeah. You kind of know what you're expecting.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool. So you went through your apprenticeship. So along the way, while you were doing your apprenticeship, did you have any key people or like, you know, staff at the network or teachers or anyone who kind of became your mentor or kind of influenced you to look at different paths within the sector?
Yeah, definitely. There was electricians that I worked with that definitely encouraged me to get into more the programming and that side of things. And when I was working for Mercer Technologies in Hamilton, there was an engineer there that had a PhD. And yeah, he didn't want to settle for me just being an electrician. He keep pushing me, trying to take me even to university just to say, hey, you need to carry on studying.
Cool. And do like a master's or something. Well, because what do you have when you come out of an apprenticeship? Is it a diploma or a degree?
No, it's a certificate.
Certificate, right.
So, level four.
Yep, cool.
And then, I carried on into my diploma. So that was up to level six. And then on to my bachelor, and that was level seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. So when you talk about programming, you know, everyone has this idea in their head when people say programming, but what's the kind of programming that you do?
I don't really do that sort of thing anymore, but I was programming machines, so automating machines that you'd find in a, like, meatworks.
You're right.
Different box, like ones that would make boxes, like automate it, and then different, all the sort of machines that you'd see in those sort of processing plants.
Like packaging machines. And
all those sort of packaging. Yeah, we did heaps of that. So it's all timers and this has to happen first and all that sort of thing. So a lot of sensors and, just making making it so those machines run real smoothly.
Wow, that's fascinating. So so you did your apprenticeship, and then how did you get to Waipa? How did that journey go?
I was studying part-time.
Yep.
So towards my diploma.
Yep.
And then I just wanted a part-time job, so I just rang up Waipa, the manager here at the time, and
nice.
Asked them if there was any part-time work, and yeah, they found me a job because I had like AutoCAD schools and a few schools that they were after.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it worked out perfectly. I think I was only doing 2 days a week at the same time as studying.
Wow.
And yeah, that was great. It was totally different to what I'd done before. So it was more it was more design and working out how to get power on to all the different houses in a subdivision, and yes, wow, sort of that sort of high voltage
planning and
all that sort of planning and things.
Wow, that's pretty cool that you rang up and they gave you a job. And it's not very often you hear that story anymore, is it? I mean,
no.
You know, so you'd never done anything like this before, right?
No, no.
Wow, good on them. That's cool.
Yeah.
So, and how was the on-the-job training? Like, was it hard going, or did it kind of make sense? Or
yeah, I think it made sense. I'd had that practical before and worked for another lines company, so yeah, knew all about the devices and things like that, switch gear on the network.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that made it easier.
Wow, interesting. So what age were you when you started working at Waipa, and what age do you think is a good age to get into the industry?
Well, I started my apprenticeship at 17 and then started Waipa Networks when I was 21.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah.
And do you think that's a good age to get in there? I mean, you know, obviously the young person coming through. So were you kind of, you know, were they keen to teach you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The guy that I was working with for the first 3 years, he was really great to go around with and teach me all about the network and how to do that role. So it was really great, and I felt like it was good probably starting doing it young, just because you just come out of school, so everything was kind of fresh
kind of keen, right?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that's youthful enthusiasm. That's that's cool. Okay, and so I assume that there's more men in this industry than women.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What would you say the kind of what are the key jobs that women tend to do in your industry?
Some of them are like estimators. We've got one doing that. There's some been in the drafting area. We've got actually another engineer that does the same thing as me that's female.
Yeah.
From Philippines. Just a range. There's jobs in every area now. We've even just taken on a liney trainee.
So that's stringing up the lines, right? Is that what a line
is? Yes.
Sorry, you have to find it. Okay, cool. That's awesome. So if you were going to recommend, so if someone came to you, who was like, you know, your age and starting out at the time that you were, and they said, you know, what job should I get into with Waipa? What would you recommend?
There's all sorts, really. It depends. I'd talk to them about what they liked and, you know, what would they be into, because, you know, definitely starting out on the tools wouldn't be for everyone, but
no. But some people love them, right?
Yeah. Oh, outside, and you never know where you're going to be each day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's challenges that come with every job, I guess, so.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and also benefits, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just talk to them about what there's, into and what they kind of liked, because, I mean, if there's scared of heights, there's no point in staying out with being a liney.
Yes, no, I work with a guy who has exactly the same problem. That's all good. So I guess the next kind of path we're going down is, you know, what sort of challenges did you have as you were moving up in the industry? Because it sounds like you've got quite a senior position now, and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, I guess some of it was pretty physical. When I first worked at the lines company and had the interview, I remember the manager at the time asked me if I could lift ladders, and I was like, yeah, sure. I thought I was this tough farm girl, you know, growing up on the farm. But that was before I saw the wooden ladders, the extension ladders, and that was about easy 40 kilos, and I was only 55 kilos at the time. So, and then to like stand them up, like pull them, and then trying to get them up the pole at the same time, it's a mission. And if there's any wind, it was, you know, it's 40 kilo, but it's all extended weight. It was, I was not prepared for that. So, yeah, my boss would always say, make sure that I was going to the gym to try and build up my strength. But, it was definitely, there was benefits in other areas. Like when I went contracting and worked for the local electrical company doing house wiring and cow sheds and industrial, there was a lot of benefits. Being small, I could fit in the ceiling and tighter spaces and under the floor, and there was definitely other things that, you know, was actually handy, me being smaller.
I've met lots of, you know, electricians and plumbers over the years who are like, you know, I couldn't get up there, you have to get someone else to do it, you know.
Yeah, some of those manholes are pretty small too.
Yeah, totally, that's amazing. So you talked about, this is kind of going back to where we started, but you talked about your technical drawing and kind of getting interested in the apprenticeship that way. But did you have, you know, did you always know you wanted to work in a technical sector?
No, definitely not. I mean, I'm a fairly creative person.
Yes.
So I would have thought possibly that I'd head more down that sort of route.
Yeah, in the art world or something.
Yeah, I love that sort of thing. Yeah,
right. Interesting. I mean,
I could have done all sorts of jobs, landscaping or, all sorts.
Yeah, it's funny how things work, eh? How you just find these you find these kind of really interesting areas to work that you never kind of knew existed.
No, that's what I think about some – like school-age children, they say they don't know what they want to do, but there's so many jobs they wouldn't even know about. So, I mean, try and do something you love, and then who knows, something awesome job that you never even realised existed could come along.
Yeah. I mean, I had the best advice I was ever given by a teacher at school was, you know, if you've got a vague idea of where you want to go and work, just go and follow someone around for the day at their place of work, you know?
Yeah, definitely, because sometimes jobs could be better than you thought, or you could realise, hey, this is not actually where I want to go. So that's where that sort of thing's better than, I mean, doing that sort of thing first before you go off to university and do something you think you might like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Waste lots of money. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Because I know so many people that don't end up doing the thing that they went to university for.
Oh, totally. I know several people who have studied about 3 degrees and they're still doing the thing they studied. You know?
Yes.
They're still paying it off. That's cool. So, I mean, I guess the last question I've got probably is, how is it juggling your life and your job? Because it's kind of a big thing these days, you know, work-life balance. How's it been for you?
Really, it's been actually pretty good, especially in the time that I took maternity leave, because things didn't really change in those years. I still came back to the same company, same people, the same programs and everything like that. But within the last few years, everything's changed. So, you know, all new people and everything. So I feel like I definitely took maternity leave at the best time, because it was actually pretty easy coming back.
Nice. That's cool. I like it when a company does that, you know, when it's easy just to transition in, because there's so many people who go away and do a job and they come back and it's all changed and it's like not what it was and they don't know what to do. And that's cool. Hey, Hannah, that's been fascinating. Thank you so much. I think we've covered everything today, but if there's another woman out there who's interested in following in your footsteps, should they just give Waipara a call as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Hey, cool, Hannah. Well, thanks so much for talking to me today.
Yeah, thanks. Hopefully there could be some others that get inspired.
Yeah, I'm sure there will. It sounds like a really cool job. Okay, cheers, Hannah. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Leo.
Okay,
see ya.
Bye.
Bye.